Okay, so since the beginning is typically these sorts of connections and whatnot, let me start off with the IP note. So these calls are open to the public. Anyone is able to participate, but if you have not agreed to the group's IP policy, then please refrain from substantive contributions. Okay.
No matter what, I have to go
Do
find
we have a
you.
scribe?
Still not using my car there.
I'll volunteer Joe if you can hear me. This is Lionel.
I can hear you, Lionel. Thank you for that.
Sorry,
And
no,
let me
I just am trying to think of
make
the.
sure we give you credit. Oh, that URL's horrible.
The scribe shortcuts, I always forget. Are they listed somewhere?
Lionel, just do the person's IRC nickname or their last name, colon, and what they said. That's the only thing you should be able to, you should have to do. We'll get the rest.
Okay.
I should look it up when I get back.
Thank you.
And dot, 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 right? On the next
If you,
line.
yeah, if you want to, you can do either last name all the time or dot, dot, dot to save your wrists. Also,
Okay.
administratively, Joe, we are using a new conference bridge system, and it is not tested with the number of people that we're having join the call today. So, if anyone has audio issues or you're dropping out and you're dialing in specifically, let us know in IRC or during the call. A couple of audio dropouts is fine, but if it gets completely unusable to folks, then that's not okay.
Okay, great. Thanks for that update, Manu. Hopefully things will run smoothly. Okay, the agenda is fairly straightforward today. We're gonna start up with the same kind of administrative review that we usually do. Move into introductions and reintroductions. We just have a couple of announcements, and then we'll review current action items and current work items. And then we'll talk a little bit about what happened to IAW, what happened at the face-to-face. Apparently, I was unable to type that last night. The F2C should be face-to-face. And that's it. So it's a pretty straightforward meeting today, mostly to get people caught up with what went on last week for those of you who may not have been able to make it. Okay, introductions and reintroductions. Do we have anyone new on the call that hasn't been here before?
This is Dan Greening. I haven't been here before.
Okay,
This is
Dan,
Jeff
welcome. Would
Cortell.
you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. So I'm a computer scientist interested in identity, but I'm also a market guy, and Moses Ma and I are working, and other people are working on a group to kind of improve the market for DIDs, et cetera. Generally, over the whole industry.
Excellent. Thanks, Dan. And I thought I heard another voice saying they were here anew.
Yeah,
This
hi,
is
I'm
Derek.
Derek.
Two.
Sorry
Go
for the
ahead, Derek.
feedback. Yeah, I'm Derek. I work at Miko, so we do, I guess, personal data wallet. And yeah, I've been meaning to dial into this call for a long time, so I finally happened to be up at this time of night for Australia.
Excellent. Glad you could make it. And was there
Hey,
yet a
Tyler.
third person who's new? Go ahead, Kim.
Sorry. My name is Yancey. I work for Pearson as a software developer as part of the Acclaim project. And this is my first time on the call. Or I should say, this is my first time introducing myself. I've been late a few times and have listened in, but.
Okay. Welcome, Yancey.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Ed Eicholt. I attended 2 weeks ago when the audio wasn't so great. I work
with Pythia, which is a venture capital firm investing primarily in R-Chain, which is a scalable blockchain scheduled to ship in December.
Okay, great.
This is Chris
Pascolo.
Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, this is Chris Bosklow from LifeID. I too was on a couple weeks ago, but the audio didn't allow me to introduce myself. We're working on an identity solution also using distributed ledger.
Okay, great. Jeff Orgel, you're up.
Cool, and hopefully one step on any toes. This is my first time on the call. I was intrigued with the work you all are discussing. I was at IIW with Manu and really appreciated that. So I'm a kind of a digital anthropologist, and I'm just looking at all the different ways identity is being evolved and developed and staying very attentive to the fact that that's all built on top of the human operating system. So I watch that interplay.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff. Welcome. Any other introductions? We've got a lot of new folks, and so thank you all for speaking up and introducing yourself.
This is Lucas Parker from Ring Machine. I work with
Lucas, go ahead.
Yeah, did you catch that? Yeah, so yeah, I'm Lucas Parker. I work with Kim over at Learning Machine.
Okay, great.
And we also have Anthony today.
Yeah, hi guys, Anthony Ronning. I work with Kim Lucas at Learning Machine.
Okay, great. Okay, going again. Anyone new to the call that has not yet introduced themselves? Okay, again, thank you all and welcome. Glad to have the energy and the new people. Kim, I noticed you were on the queue.
Oh, it was just to introduce my developers from Learner Machine. I'm excited to have them involved in our group.
Great. Awesome. Okay, so what's next? So we have announcements. So we still want to do some form of summer outreach. We need to put some work behind that and figure out what that means. But it's going to be something along the lines of a hackathon where the intention is to bring in developers, not just implementers. And then next week, it's kind of a Crypto Tuesday. It's not the first Tuesday of the month, but we have Jan Kamenish. And I don't know, Kim is, or Chris, are you on the call? I don't know. Can either of you give a summary of what we'll be talking about?
I can dig it up in just one second. I'm not familiar with the terminology, but from my scan of the slides, it had to do with structuring verifiable claims and basically signature suites to enable, I think it was selective disclosure. And there's a term that I'm actually looking up right now. Let's see, ZK Lang. So it's something he's been working with, and it actually, like, it looks pretty accessible and mapped to, sort of real use cases that we show in, say, verifiable credentials. So, yeah, I think it would be very
ZK Lang?
ZK Lang, L-A-N-G.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah, that should be fun. I believe it's not going to be math-heavy. Is that one of the promises, Kim?
Well,
I seem to pick that up in the threads, but maybe that was
a good amount of math in it. I won't lie, but but it's grounded in examples. And he has a lot of verifiable credentials examples throughout. And certainly, I think this is a good opportunity to dig in and ask questions about applying it. So it looks, from what I can tell, it looks like a very promising approach. And so our job is to help him realize this. So, yeah.
This is Mike Lauder. I've been working with Jan Kamemish on that a little bit too. The high level view of it is to provide developers with a language that they can understand the crypto for zero knowledge proofs. So there, it is math heavy, but the idea behind it is to keep it very simple so that developers could read it and be able to implement it. And it's supposed to kind of unify the different methods of defining zero knowledge proofs, because there's quite a few of them. So we're trying to come up with a common language that can be used such that, you know, anyone could really look at it. But from a high level, it's for developers and crypto people to work together.
Okay, very cool. Look forward to talking about that next week. Okay, so next up are action items, and I am pulling up the agenda. I thought we'd already knocked out this first one, but so, Amanda, we did have on our queue, we've had it for a while, the DID method spec, which I'm pretty sure you've got done and published.
No.
No.
We have a plan on pull requests. I have yet to do many of the pull requests. I did some of them. We have a complete plan. The pull requests aren't in yet, so I have to do that over the next couple of weeks.
Okay, so we'll just leave this here as a reminder. You're making progress on it.
Yep. Yes. Good progress.
Okay, great. And so we did add data verification to the work breakdown structure, not to be confused with the W3C's WBS. I guess my question, Kim, did we get that into the image that's on the homepage, or is that still a to-do?
I think so, but even better than that, what I do know is that I created GitHub issues for everything that needs to be done. So they are tracked.
Okay. So I'll just make a note to go check the GitHub for that one. And then we are doing a My Data panel at Helsinki for DIDs, and do we have someone who's involved with that who can report on what the status is? I don't know if Marcus is on the call. I think he's been leading that effort. No, he's not in the IRC. Okay. We might. I guess we don't have anyone on the call who's involved with it, with My Data. I see we have some distractions.
Yeah, I mean, I think
on that
several
IRC.
Of us. I think that several of us have been in touch with him about, you know, content and everything, but not in terms of logistics of the conference or anything.
Okay, Manu, I see you on the queue.
Yeah, not for the Yogi thing, but he did send an email to a couple of us saying that for IIW people, we have a little bit of time to get session topics in for My Data Conference. So if you all went to IIW but you didn't get that email, I hesitate to say ping me, but if anybody else... yeah, I guess ping me if you want some of the information there. He did do an open invite to this community that went to IIW to basically put in session topics. But it's like we only have like 8 days or something from now, right? April 19th. Yep. So that's that thing. And Marcus already has a session set up that he's going to probably pull a number of us into.
Okay, so I'm just making a note in my notes to follow up with Marcus, since we only have 8 days on that. to support it, and I'm pulling together good people for that. So, okay, thank you, Manu.
The thing I did put myself on the queue for, though, is there was a breakout session. I'm sorry, I forgot to mention this at the beginning of the call, but there was a breakout session that attempted to pull in a lot of like non-engineering but very important people, like humanities, philosophy, user experience and design folks, and get their input on the work that we're doing. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons that, Jeff and a few other people are here. So I've made some progress on that that I'd like to report out to the group whenever you think it's appropriate, Joe.
Okay, was that, I think I missed a transition. That was a conversation I have in IAW?
Yes.
Okay, so let's do the IAW report out. Okay, any other items that are action items that we should focus on? We got the three I knew that had active activity. Okay, we'll move on to work items then. So we have continuing the data and method specs. Where are we on that? Actually, let me back up. So does anyone have any progress to report on these items? I didn't know of anyone. I wrote up the agenda, so, and I don't want to go through the whole list because we've learned that ends up taking up just a large amount of time.
But
so,
you have a lot of musical chairs in the agenda. Chairs to A, B, C, D. Is that all taken care of?
I'm not sure I tracked the question.
Chairs to ensure work items are sticky, find people for DID use cases, DID charter.
Oh, and the action items. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, do you want to follow up on that?
Yeah, let me redo those real quick. So,
okay.
Okay, so I think all those chairs things are still full on. I will touch on some of them in the IAW report out because that was where I made some progress on that. But I think most of them, we have not made much progress since they were added to this list. But I'll mention the member company support for the DID working group in the IAW report out. So thank you, Lionel, for pointing out. There's a lot there that yeah, the chairs just need to hunker down and do some of those things. Okay. Any other work items folks want to report in on? Okay, hearing none, we will move into conversations.
We have two people on the queue, Joe, for work items.
Thanks. thank you. I do have a hard time. I'm looking at the agenda, and I'm looking at those action items, and I'm not looking at the IRC. So thank you, Kim. I appreciate that.
No worries. I think I'm next. Let me double check. Okay.
Yes, you are.
So
go ahead.
I have two items, one for the educational occupational verifiable credentials. We had another meeting last Thursday, and we reviewed our basically the paper around sorry about this. We reviewed our paper around verifiable credentials and open badges alignment. And so we're leaning toward, we had a couple of options in terms of how we structure the basically the verifiable credentials envelope. And so we're leaning towards one option because it just makes more sense with the verifiable credentials data model. So we're making some more progress on that, and I'm overdue in sending out the minutes for that, so expect that probably today. The other thing, which I'm not sure if it qualifies in the work item section, but I did submit an initial pull request for the BTCR method spec. It's by far from ready. I versioned it as something very low, I think 0.1. I'm not actually sure how to do that. Like, do we want to land an initial, like, sort of skeleton version and then iterate on it with updates? et cetera. But just an FYI that it's there, and we will be iterating on it. That's it for me.
Okay, great. Thank you, Kim. Okay, Manu, you're up next.
Right, so there has been some discussion on the DID working group charter, and I apologize, I'm going to be kind of vague about this because some of it's not public information. So there has been discussion that people want DID decentralized identifier working group at W3C. I think we're still planning on making that announcement at this year's Worldwide Web Consortium's technical plenary. That's in late October, November sometime. We still have a tremendous amount of work that we need to do between now and then. There are some other events that are going to happen before it that are important as well. Those will become public in the next couple of months, probably. But I just wanted to send kind of a general kind of warning to the community. Starting a DID working group before then in a standard setting body that is not the W3C could potentially create a tremendous amount of conflict. So I've heard that there is a potential that some organizations are going to want to start up a DID working group, much like the FIDO Alliance. Did their work, and that would be fairly disruptive to this the work that this community group's doing. So if you do, number of you work with organizations, if you do hear about that happening, please try to convince some of the organizations that are thinking of doing that out of doing that. And again, I apologize for being vague. I didn't want to call anyone out on it. But let's take our time and do this the right way through these W3C channels instead of trying to do any kind of splinter working group. That's it. But the plan is the plan is to start a DID working group at W3C, but only when we're ready. And when we're ready has a lot to do with prep work that this group needs to do, and deployments, implementations of the spec, and that kind of stuff.
Okay, thank you, Manu. Mike Lauder?
I was just going to report that I have finished the Sovereign DID Methods spec. It is published in the Sovereign Foundation's public GitHub repo and is available for public review at this point. If you want, I can put it in the IRC here for everyone to review later. Okay. That's it.
Okay. Manu, go ahead and let Mike know what you just put yourself on the queue for.
So, Mike, would you mind putting in a PR to pull that into the DID method registry? So here's the link for PRs. If you could, it would be awesome if you could link to the latest version of your spec in the DID method registry.
I prefer to be awesome, so sure, I'll do it.
Thanks.
Okay, so I think that wraps up conversation of action items and work items, unless there's someone else who's waiting around, but it looks like the queue's empty. Okay, so moving on to IIW, so we're going to open this up to general comment to grab on the queue if you have something you want to report. I'm going to kick it off with an answer to Lionel's question on the work item to drum up W3 member support for a DID working group. So there were a couple of companies I did speak to who really were keen on DID, and I flowed that right into conversations about, you know, in the future there will be a working group, and I know the W3C likes to see new members come on board in support of that, and so I encourage them to both join the W3C and to help our effort. And surprisingly, the three companies I talked to all thought that might be quite the reasonable thing to do. So there was quite a bit of support, at least verbally, and I think we just need to keep working on that over the next, I guess it might be 6 months as we work through that process. And I wasn't exhaustive, so there just happened to be three that I bumped into and noticed that in the conversations they might be good candidates, and most of them were fairly receptive. So that's my longer answer to the chair's question for me, Lionel. Thank you for that question.
Okay.
Okay, Manu, you're up.
So there was a breakout session triggered by a really great piece, I don't know what else to call it, that someone named Samantha at IIW did at the end of the second day, effectively saying, you know, my background is not in engineering, but I want to participate. How do I do that? But set in a much better, more poetic way. So as a result of that, Denise and myself and a couple of other folks at IIW held a session on humanizing DIDs in an attempt to pull in communities that do not normally engage with the engineering work. So folks with a philosophy background, a humanities background, user experience background. And we pulled in a couple of people, which is awesome. So I think Heather has said that she's super interested in participating in the work. Like Jeff's here on the call today. I'd really try to, you know, it'd be awesome if we could get like Denise and Samantha involved as well. But as a result of that, there is now a section of the CCG called Stories. And the hope here is that we are able to collect things that are not engineering documents, but rather try to explain the future that all of us are trying to create together. It is a totally open process, non-restrictive. So basically, if somebody writes a story, nonfiction, fiction, sci-fi, explainer, or any of that stuff, we start collecting it here. I think we make the bar as low as possible to participate, which means like if it's in a Google Doc, if it's in a PDF, if it's in a GitHub issue, whatever, you know, written down on note cards, we find a way to get it onto the site and start collecting those stories there. So I've taken a first cut there on our community site, and I think the next step is for Heather and Jeff and myself to figure out how we can get the other people that were in that room involved in producing stuff from a diverse set of viewpoints.
Excellent. Thank you, Manu. And so for the record, I want to officially acknowledge that that is now a work item of the group. We have a fairly loose requirement for supporting initiatives that are part of our community, and this clearly falls within that category. So I just want to make sure we get it in on the other rest of the work item list kind of stuff. So that's a note to you, to me, and to Kim, for us to add that to the work items. And also to Lionel to get it in the record.
Okay. Say it one more time.
Kim got it. So the okay. Action to add stories okay. to the work items.
Okay.
Okay. Anyone else that was at IIW that has something worth sharing out with the rest of the group?
If I can prompt, I'm interested in how did Veres 1 have a working session at IIW? Did Sovereign, anyone want to comment on those? work streams because they're very related to DIDs.
Perfect. Well, I see Drummond on the queue, and so I was going to mention the ZKMS stuff, so Drummond, we'll let you go.
Yeah, actually, there were, to Lionel's point, there were several sessions on Sovereign, different aspects of it. You know, I gave a one-on-one session trying to paint the picture of the whole area and the different DID methods that were under development. Phil Winley and I gave a session on Sovereign, just to, you know, answer questions about that particular option. And then we gave a the same demonstration of DKMS, Decentralized Key Management System, that we had given to DHS at the end of our one-year contract the week before. And that document is now published. Happy to put it in the minutes. So there was and my favorite session, actually, it happened twice. I didn't get to go to the first one, but there was it got such a great response on the second day that Kazui Sako of NEC received so many requests of people that couldn't go that she redid the session on the third day, and it was, again, standing room only, and it was explaining zero-knowledge proofs using only Japanese high school math. It was fabulous, you know, not because it was just, you know, a totally breakthrough explanation of zero-knowledge proofs. It was a very good one, but it was mostly because she was so approachable and made the topic so interesting and available to many people there who kept hearing about zero-knowledge proofs and sort of the crypto magic they do, but wanted to gain a sense of, you know, is this real and you know, how does it work? So it was a totally fabulous session, and I think she was really jazzed, you know, being a lifetime mathematician to be able to explain it to so many people.
Cool. Thank you, Trevor. Okay, Manu.
To address Lionel's question, we did a number of sessions here, and I'm not going to go into general stuff, Joe. That's I think you're going to cover that next. But there were a number of sessions that we called specifically. There was one on kind of a primer to decentralized identifiers and verifiable credentials that was well attended. I think we had, I want to say, 40 plus people attend, which was good. It was just kind of a, where's the work now? What are we working on? It would have been familiar to anyone that attends these calls regularly. And then on the second day, we had kind of like a lightning talk session for different DID methods. So we had Nathan presented for 5 minutes and 10 minutes of questions on Sovereign. The Uport folks went, the IPFS DID method folks went, and then the VerisOne DID method folks went. So we had kind of like a, here's a taste of different DID methods and the things that they think are most important about their implementations, very high level. And then there were a number of deep dives. So I know Evernim and Sovereign Foundation did a number of deep dives on the Sovereign stuff. VerisOne, we did a deep dive on, you know, governance and network and funding and performance and all that kind of stuff. So I'll stop there. Joe's going to, I think, pick up on what happened generally at the conference around verifiable credentials. But Lionel, yes, there were sessions. Yes, there are like slide decks and everything that we'll get into the IIW minutes.
Cool. Thanks, Manu. So I did want to touch sort of just, I guess if I act myself, it will remind me what I put, but so, first of all, it was a huge event. It may well be the largest I've been to. And there was overwhelming activity in and around the work that we are doing. So it wasn't all driven by us, but there was a lot of conversation about things like CCGs, I'm sorry, like DIDs and verifiable claims and practical implementation details about self-sovereign identity, in contrast to purely sort of philosophical or ideological arguments for self-sovereign identity. In fact, Christopher Allen on one of the days asked for a show of hands of people who think this is reasonable or unreasonable, the notion of some sort of decentralized That's identifier. Can you guys hear me? Someone was testing?
Yes.
Maybe that was
someone
Derek.
Was testing.
Okay, great. And I think the number was how many people think this is unreasonable, and there were half the number of fans I expected. So in some level, we're winning the hearts and minds of the IAW community as some more of these concrete mechanisms are described and put in place, and people can sort of see how some of these different pieces work. That's mostly it.
I'm sorry, Joe, just clarify, there were half the hands. How is that good? The question was a negative question?
It was a negative. It was a negative question. Yeah, it was a negative question, and I expected far more people to say, oh, this is crazy talk. And there were some, because the notion of using, you know, a public ledger or a ledger of some kind still seems like blockchain fairy dust to a lot of folks. But I think a lot more folks are starting to see that these are real options for unique features and capabilities that we didn't have in traditional identity systems. So that was good. Thanks, Kim. Way to throw in the math. That's perfect. So that's it for me for IAW. Anyone else want to add anything? Okay, queue's empty. So most of you are aware, I'm going to turn our attention to the VCWG face-to-face, which was held on Friday after IAW. And this is, I think of them as our sister working group. Although we're a community group, they're a working group. We have a longstanding relationship with them. So for some of you who may be new to the community group, the Verifiable Claims Working Group has a lot of overlap with our membership. And they are the ones who are shepherding the verifiable credentials specification through to hopefully what will become a public recommendation from the W3C. So Friday was a full-day session with that crew. And I'm going to ask Manu for you to cover it. I'm not sure what the boundaries are in terms of what was public and whatnot, so I'll let you navigate that for us.
Okay, thanks. So let me see if I can find the minutes. Anything that's in the minutes is public, and that's pretty much all of it, save for like 10 or 15 minutes of discussion. Let me try and find the minutes. Okay, here they are, with a pretty picture of everyone that attended. Meeting minutes for VCWG. The face-to-face meeting was great. We had a good chunk of the working group show up to the meeting, which is always a good sign. There's a picture of those people in the email I just sent out. The minutes themselves are at this link. Things are going fairly well. We have a year left, which sounds like a lot of time, but it's really not. The group has about hopefully a small handful of design issues that need to be resolved, there was a number of breakthroughs that we had at the meeting. So some of the breakthroughs include understanding that we need to explain the extensibility model around verifiable credentials and frankly around decentralized identifiers as well. So there's now spec text in an attempt to do that that's being refined. We needed to figure out a way to align the way Sovereign does presentation of credentials and proofs, the way the signature-based mechanisms do that same thing for verifiable credentials, and decentralized identifiers to a certain level. And then there was a new fairly exciting thing that came out of the DID auth discussions at IIW that had to do with web authentication and using hardware-backed keys to do signatures on verifiable credentials and decentralized identifiers. That's important because it provides an additional level of security and guarantees that are important for high-stakes things like sending large amounts of money, interacting with the government when you're doing, you know, large-scale businessy style transactions. So the web authentication group at W3C, which has made a tremendous amount of progress, really extended their hands and wanted to help us add that level of security to what we're doing. So there's that, you know, some of that discussion is going to continue to happen in the VCWG. So in general, the face-to-face meeting was good. We made some solid progress on some philosophical slash design issues that you really need face-to-face time to work through. And you can probably track the outcome of those things in the verifiable claims issue tracker. So let me get a link to that. And that is it. That's the report out from the face-to-face. Did I miss anything, Joe?
There was something, but now it slipped. As soon as you asked me, it went out of my brain. Yes, I just want to reiterate that there were some issues in the face-to-face where, you know, I'm talking GitHub issues that we were reviewing, and, you know, when the person who initiated the issue wasn't there, it took us quite a bit of time to unpack, okay, what were they really getting at? And, you know, we'd all read the text together, and then we sort of bandied around. For the ones where the individual was able to be there, it was so much faster. So I just want to point to that as an opportunity for folks. When we have a face-to-face, it really is hugely valuable if you can make it out there. It lets us be much more efficient on what could be some fairly subtle issues. So it's really valuable to get out there if you can. I just wanted to get that call to arms to whenever our next future face-to-face is. Okay, and then I do have another item I should have mentioned at IAW, but I remembered it as we were talking about TPAC. So the next I mean, when we were talking about the face-to-face, and that is that the next TPAC, where we anticipate making a significant push to gather energy for a DID working group, will be in Lyon, France, at the same week that the next IAW is. So that's an unfortunate disconnect. Several of us did reach out to IAW leadership to see if we could adjust it, but it was a little too late in the game to do that. So some of the great synergy and energy that we had this year, we'll need to try and carry on without some of our core folks being there, because I'm pretty sure the largest advocates for DIDs are going to need to be at TPAC and hence won't be at IAW in the fall. So that's just a heads up that we have a little bit of extra work to do with regard to keeping that momentum going. And Lionel, it looks like you're trying to put yourself on the queue.
Yeah, just you're talking about face-to-faces, and there are other conventions and gatherings. I was just wondering if the consensus gathering coming in May in New York, if that's going to attract any of the DAD or credential crowd or people on this call.
This is Drummond. I will be at
consensus.
Some of
us will be there.
This is Sherry from
Drummond.
Domino.
We're
going to have Domino will be there with a booth.
Okay. Do we want to
say
try
again,
and do something, even if it's just a birds of a feather? So that was Sherry Duncan, and the company is Domino. Sherry from Domino. There you go. That's funny. Okay. We're it's almost out of the agenda. So, any other IAW or face-to-face discussion that folks might want to share with the group? Okay, so the last item on here. Oh, go ahead.
Do you want to comment on the impact of the Facebook, the changes in how people are perceiving Facebook? Is that changing the space and causing more interest in these types of sovereign approaches?
That's interesting. I'll comment on that and then jump on the queue if anyone else wants to make a comment on that topic. Thanks, Lionel. That's a great question. At IW or in the face-to-face, I didn't see yet a shift. I have seen a shift in Twitter debates. Kalia did publish the article. She published an article on self-sovereign identity that was specifically phrased as an alternative to Facebook. So I think there are some things that are broken in Facebook that decentralized identity helps fix. So I think that is percolating out there. But it hit me outside the context of IAW more than it did at IAW. That's just my experience. That's true. I wish Chris were on the call. Oh, maybe he is. He's in IRC anyway. Okay, well, I'm seeing Andrew, you're on the queue. Mr. Hughes.
Sure. Thanks, Joe. Yep. Just reinforcing, I was just going to mention that there's metastasizing Twitter thread tangle that's going on right now about the definition of self-sovereign identity and its relationship to DIDs and verifiable credentials. It's a good reminder to us that the current and evolving identity approaches are grappling with this idea of self-sovereign identity. So it just means that we need to have more outreach and get the primers updated and circulated. The thread that I'm following right now is lots of people in the user-centric movement from sort of mid-2000s. Trying to reconcile what evolved in that at that time relative to what is evolving now. And it's taking a long time for the verifiable claims and DIDs discussions to come around to the new features. There's a lot of discussion around how similar the approaches have been. And then eventually we get into the cryptographic proofs and other new features. And that's when the discussion switches to, oh, maybe there is something new here that is useful. That's all I have.
Cool. Thank you, Andrew. Drummond, you're up.
Yeah, I want to. Andrew's right. I've been a little dismayed by that particular thread on Twitter because it is engaging with folks that have been active in user-centric identity and, you know, existing OpenID or UMA or SAML for that matter. And there's, to me, a sort of surprising amount of pushback and lack of understanding of what the difference is. So that's being worked through in the thread, and I think the biggest thing will make a difference is starting to get solutions actually out on the market. With regard to the original topic of the Facebook pushback and awareness. I did have a number of conversations at IAW about it. I've also, speaking on behalf of sort of the inbound interest in Sovereign, it kicked off a lot of that. Kalia's article was a good way to channel that, but there are a lot of folks that are, you know, and this happens periodically. Facebook does something bad and everyone looks around at an alternative, but I think it is going to lead to greater awareness of an interest in SSI. That's it.
Cool. Thanks, Travis. Okay, Chris, you're up.
So as I think many people know here, I work on ActivityPub, which is a standard for decentralized social networks. And so we have seen an uptake in a number of participants in what we call the Fediverse, i.e. people, the federated social network. And so, you know, interest that Facebook screwing up has led to an increase of people interested in decentralized social networks. And we do have alternatives, although they might not be Mastodon's pretty huge and et cetera, although it's more Twitter-like than Facebook-like, but the underlying protocol can be used for Facebook-like interfaces. But there's no reason that we can't build such things. But the other thing is that even though those exist, they aren't entirely using the technology we're developing here yet. They're using some of the stuff. The fact that they Mastodon rolled out linked data signatures is pretty nice. But obviously DIDs and et cetera are not yet used by that space. And I think for those of you who are interested in these topics, I'd encourage you to look at the social community group of which I'm co-chair. I don't think Facebook is going, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity because having worked on decentralized social networks for many years now, Facebook and Twitter screw up all the time. And these are probably the most extreme screw ups, but I'd expect more to come along the line, and we'll continue to have more opportunities. So my hope is that we can continue to merge the work that we're doing here with the work that's happening in the social community group, and I'm trying to actively push that forward myself.
Okay, great. Thanks, Chris. If you could put a link to the social community group, that would be helpful. Oh, perfect. Matt is on top of it.
Oop. Oh, no, that's the outdated one. That is not the current group. I'll link the current one.
Good. Glad we asked. Okay, Manu, you're up.
Just a quick next steps. So I think there's a tremendous amount of kind of support and backing for the work. And we should certainly, and I'm not saying anyone's doing this, but we should certainly not celebrate too early. There's still a tremendous amount of work ahead of us. So I wanted to make sure that we're focusing over the next couple of months on things that we know absolutely need to be done before W3C TPAC, and frankly, things that absolutely have to be done in the next 3 months, otherwise we're going to miss that window. So these are things like DID use cases, the DID working group charter, having a technical architecture group review by the World Wide Web Consortium, having a privacy review by the privacy interest group. If we don't do those things in the next 3 months, we are going to miss that window at TPAC. And the thing that is preventing those things from happening is people volunteering to put those things together. They're not difficult things to put together. They do require a little bit of time, maybe like 2 or 3 hours a week. For the next 2 months. So if you do have some availability, there will be people to guide you along the process, but if we could have some volunteers to work on those documents, again, it's use cases, the DID charter, and it's people to push forward the privacy review and the tag review, that would help us achieve that milestone.
Excellent. Thanks, Maya. Okay, so I'm up on the queue. One of the things I'm seeing with this wider engagement on Twitter are some folks who weren't really paying attention as deeply as their current questions indicate. So that's good. We've gotten a bunch of people who have been involved in other works, whether that's Uma or Samuel or whatever, who have turned an eye to what we're doing and saying, hey, can't you do it this way? And I see that as great engagement and an opportunity both to talk with these folks who've been knee-deep in it, but also to understand better how to communicate what we're doing. One of the things that I've seen repeatedly is a conflation of self-sovereign identity as an ideology, as a way the world should be ordered, right? As a political movement, as the reclaiming of human authority, which I think is vital personally, with the mechanisms of self-sovereign identity. So we don't know all the mechanisms. We don't yet, I believe, have any one system that defines the right way to manifest self-sovereign identity, because it is a big concept. And so trying to shift that to say, okay, these are the mechanisms we do have, this is what does work, and these are the boundaries and limitations, is part of how I'm trying to engage in this, you know, these Twitter conversations. Because there's still just a lot of confusion about what we think they can do and they actually can do, and how it might fit into integrated solutions with the literally billions of dollars of IT that's already deployed that we'll need to plug into these mechanisms for identity. So that's all I wanted to add to that conversation. I see a question from Andrew. That's a good question. Maybe that goes in the story. So let me queue this up for Manu for a quick question. So Manu, since you added the story bit to the GitHub, is that a good place for Andrew Hughes to upload some of the Twitter thread examples?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, put them in whatever format that you can, Andrew, and then we'll link to it and see how it goes, right? It's an experiment.
Okay, so we are running out of time. I did want to get an open call to future topics that we might focus on. Now that we have the sovereign methods spec, I think that might be useful to spend some time talking about on one of the calls. next week, of course, will be the ZK-Lang, which will be a language about zero-knowledge capabilities or programming or something from Jan and Mike Loader. Any other topics that over the next couple of weeks we might pay attention to? Okay. Well, let me put that call out. Feel free to connect to me or any of the other chairs if you have ideas that you think might be good to talk on. I think Manu just queued up a bunch of stuff that we should also put some time and attention into with regard to the DID charter, DID use cases, et cetera. So I think maybe that'll frame some of our agenda moving forward into the summer. So I think that's it. Does anyone else have any other items to add before we wrap on our last minute? Okay. That's it. Thank you all for coming. I appreciate your contributions, and we will talk to you next week.
Thanks all. Bye.
Thank you, Joe.